Michael Maxworthy went down to the Gold Coast this morning as well. Morning to you, Maxie.
Morning, Andrew. Yes, the Roses, I reckon, could possibly upstage the Doomben Cup on Saturday. It's very interesting, in particular if Mark Newnham brings Scarlet Dream, who was fantastic when second, but very elegant in the ATC Oaks a few weeks ago. And I believe On the White Turf will be leading. She's expected to be here tomorrow. She's got good, solid form around the likes of Purple Sector, who won the Rough Habit the other day. And the contingent that went through the bracelet. Now, I didn't see word for word at the track this morning, but I did notice Chris Waller's other fillies, Guys, and also Re-Edit, worked down the straight on the outside fence. Both of those horses worked particularly well, in particular, though, Re-Edit, who ran fifth or sixth the other day in the bracelet. She didn't really get through the ground that well. I think she could be the big improver on Saturday, Re-Edit.
Okay, just on better ground, hopefully.
Yeah, well, I think that's the forecast. We might get a few showers here and there, in particular on Friday. So we had the jar just out of Doomben last Saturday, and the track played particularly well. So that's what we're hoping will be the case again for Doomben on Cup Day on Saturday.
And Guys is a filly that Terry Jarvis owns that's done all of her racing up in Queensland, but you can't do much being 3 for 3.
It's apparently she was a little bit tricky to get going early days, and they decided to change things up a little bit for her before her first start. Sent her to the Gold Coast, a different environment, but she's just loving life there. She's 3 for 3. She's a three-year-old filly by So You Think, so the further the distances, the better. And that's been her. She's been a little bit lazy in a couple of her shorter races. They've had to really rev her up, but by gee, she can really find the line. And you don't often see them, you know, go through in their very first prep to win group races. But this filly might be a bit of an exception. But as I mentioned, it's going to be a great race, the Roses, on Saturday.
All right. Now, Chris Waller, I went through the order of entry earlier, the possibilities. Fierce Impact is just on the borderline of getting a start. It may come down to just how many the Chris Waller stable accept for tomorrow.
Yeah, well, I quickly caught up with Paul Shaler at the Coast this morning. He wasn't exactly sure with the numbers, but we're looking at, certainly looking at Life Less Ordinary, Mr. Seawolf, who cornetted the Hollandale, which has been a great lead-up to the Doomben Cup over the years, and also Young Star. She got up this morning, and Shalala. So that's four, so they're four definites that are headed towards the Cup on Saturday. Now, that we had two horses that galloped together there of the Chris's in Shalala and Youngstar. And both of these mares pretty much matched stride in the gallop on the course proper. There were nothing between them. And they worked around about 10 lengths in front of the other fellow, Life Less Ordinary. He was always going to just run solo behind the mares, but I can report their work was terrific. Paul Shaler, who's been looking after these horses whilst they've been at the Gold Coast, he's saying if the track's wet, Life Less Ordinary and Young Star, but he said if it's dry, just the bite out of it, he said Shalala, and had a big smile on his face when he mentioned her name.
Okay, so if the sting's out there. The other ones are from Chris's stable is Savvy Cope, who would certainly get a start if they want to. Then it's down to My Nordic Hero, and there's another one there somewhere along the road too. So it really comes down to just
Mantastic,
how many.
Mantastic, I think, was the other one.
Mantastic. Yeah, Mantastic is there, which is also entered for Sydney on Saturday. So anyway, we'll wait and see. It'll be all over in 24 hours when that final field is out. We spoke earlier with Chris Lees about his possibles. You were there talking with Cameron Swan from the stable this morning.
Yeah, Cameron's sort of looking after, together with Mel Eggleston, the horses that are based at the Coast, but he's just waiting, as Chris Lees told you earlier today, with the acceptances tomorrow, whether a couple of Chris's are going to get a start in the Hollandale. You mentioned you felt that Hallelujah Boy would. I did see him work solo this morning. He did a canter of a lap at the track, and then he picked it up nicely. He's probably not going to be a genuine chance of winning it, but if they get Sting out of the ground, he's kind of horse that could pick up some of the minor money, Hallelujah Boy. And with him in the race, you're going to ensure that the gallop is going to be strong together with Archidemus. So I think the tempo will be strong in the Durban Cup on Saturday. But we're all waiting with bated breath to see if a few of these get a run. I know Chris has got a wrap, and Cameron even this morning talking to him on 60s Groove if it gets a run. And, of course, Matt Smith is waiting as well. Mm. So there's a lot to play out over the next 24 hours.
There certainly is. By the way, we're going to see, I spoke with Steve Tregear off air this morning. Nick and Over comes back there on Saturday, trialled this morning and has had two jump outs, so very much forward. And Nick and Over's a horse that can certainly perform wherever it races. And you mentioned, was it you or was it Maxie? You mentioned Nathan, I should say. Scarlet Dream worked yesterday in Sydney and travels up tomorrow night to run in the Roses. So she's certainly on the way there. Blake Shin to take the ride.
Well, she's the measuring stick, isn't she? I thought she was fantastic at Randwick there. She was held up 200 metres to go when Very Elegant was off for the prize. So it's going to be a great race on Saturday. I did spot a sprinter there that went like a rocket up the straight on the course proper, wide out in Tie Zone. Now, you look at his form and you'll see that he won at the Gold Coast, the gold market first up. And then there's a 5 and an 8 next to his name, a 5 in the Weepwood and an 8 at Randwick. But no clear running whatsoever in either of those, Andrews. And I can report that he smashed the clock this morning. Some of the clockers there got him running about 22.5 on a very wet track the last 400 metres. And he lines up in the BRC sprint against the likes of Chapter and Verse. And you mentioned Nick and Nova. So look out, because Tie Zone went like a rocket this morning at the coast.
All right, could be wound up, ready to go. Good on you, Maxie. We'll see your stuff on Sky through the week and the build-up to Doomben Cup Day, all the fields out around this time tomorrow.
All right, can't wait for it. Thank you, Andrew.